Today's Cotton Newsline is one cut. It features Eric Snodgrass, science fellow and principal atmospheric scientist with Nutrien Ag Solutions. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We need to get drought reduced in a big way. That's one of our biggest concerns, is that soil moisture values, the extremely low levels of the Mississippi River, and some of the patchy drought that's in the Southeast needs to be eliminated throughout the winter timeframe. And if there's hope, it's in El Nino. And El Nino is typically a pretty good signal for much of the cotton belt to be wet throughout winter. Also, unfortunately, means we tend to have greater risk of kind of our cold season storm and severe weather. But at the same time, I think we need to balance out the desperate need for water versus some of the risks that come along with that. So the good news is this El Nino continues to gain influence. It is still yet to become the most dominant player internationally. A couple of other sub-seasonal things are kind of influencing El Nino, but I have confidence that nearly every long-range forecast that we have access to, plus our own statistical analysis, does suggest that we hit our drought areas pretty hard from November through March, which would be great. This El Nino is going to cause drought risk in Australia. They grow a lot of cotton, so we got to keep an eye on them. And then it'll be interesting to see how we finish this upcoming winter to see what next spring would hold for India and China. I mean, the two biggest cotton producers, and to see if they end up having a more aggressive Indian monsoon next year and how much rain we can get into the interior of China. All things that still need to be watched. So yes, I think that it's not only a national, but an international picture to keep watching. But right now it's going to be us going through winter and South America going through their next crop, and then keeping an eye on Australia enduring some major drought issues.